Come one, come all. Come with your questioning minds and your fidgeting hands. Come with your hearts brimming with love or sadness or confusion. Come with your furrowed brows, your stiff fingers, and the pain that never seems to leave. Come, all you to-do list lovers and you scatterbrains. You are welcome here even if your bedroom is not clean or your homework unfinished. All of you with big dreams and tender hearts. All of you with small courage and tender fears. Bring your lisps and your mutterings, your monster trucks and your dolls. Bring your anger that in it contains a seed of hope and care. Bring your joy and delight and awe that will ground us on our journey together. Bring all that you are, whether you are this tall or this tall, whether you know what you're going to be when you grow up, or whether you're 65 and still figuring it out. Come, come, bring all that you are, all that you were, and all that you might be. And together, maybe, maybe, just maybe, we can unleash in each other's songs and stories, smiles and jokes, a love so courageous, a song so stirring, a mission so powerful that our hearts will remember that no one is outside the circle of love, that every part of you is holy. Maybe we will remember that. Maybe. But the only way to know, the only way to find out, is to begin. Come, let us worship together.
For the past 10 years, I've told a story of the three S's of climate change. Simple, serious, solvable. The three S's is a story of how the world really works that connects directly to people's lives. There's no way to sugarcoat the threat of climate change. We do have to talk about that middle S. Sometimes instead of serious for the middle S, you might call it scary. But it's very important never to stop at the middle S. The story of only two S's is an unmitigated tragedy, like ending The Lord of the Rings with the capture of Frodo and Mordor at the end of The Two Towers. The two S's is a story of despair and hopelessness. It sucks the joy out of life and drains us of any motivation to do anything about climate change. By contrast, the three S's is a story of hope and action. Climate change is simple. We know adding CO2 to the air warms the climate for precisely the same reason that day is warmer than night, that summer is warmer than winter, that Phoenix is warmer than Fargo. Heat in minus heat out equals change of heat. All the Earth's heat comes from the sun, but if that was the whole story, the Earth would just get hotter and hotter and hotter until it melted and vaporized. Heat out is infrared radiation that has to pass through the atmosphere. And we've known since Abraham Lincoln was president that CO2 absorbs that outgoing heat, and it slows down the heat. So when the sun adds more heat than the Earth can get rid of, it warms up. Climate change is serious. CO2 is not like the Denver brown cloud of smog. Smog hurts our lungs because it's chemically reactive. CO2 is chemically inert in the air. It's thermodynamically spent, the ashes of the Earth's living carbon cycle. Some of it will remain in the atmosphere for many thousands of years after we stop burning coal, oil, and gas. Without very strong international policy to rapidly convert the entire world economy to carbon-free energy, we'll add as much heat to the world in the next few human generations as was added over 10,000 years to end the last ice age. The world would be transformed as much as deglaciation, but 100 times as fast, way too fast for ecosystems to adapt. We'd leave our descendants with a ruined world of mass extinctions, droughts, fires, and floods. All the coastal cities of the world would be lost to rising seas, and the misery would last for millennia. Not just the 7 billion people currently on Earth would suffer, but also hundreds of generations yet to be born. Thank God climate change is solvable. We know exactly what to do to avoid this catastrophe. We have to stop setting fossils on fire. From an engineering point of view, this is a solved problem. We have a wide range of non-carbon alternatives ready to deploy that can provide abundant energy to both the developed and the developing world, enabling a bright future. It will be expensive, but no more so than the incredible accomplishments of our ancestors: indoor plumbing, rural electrification, interstate highways, the internet. All that's lacking is political will. Ah, there's the rub. I was personally devastated by the results of the election and have watched in horror as new cabinet posts are filled with zealots who propose to tear up everything we've accomplished through 20 years of hard work and delicate diplomacy. I realize that my story of the three S's has left me deeply vulnerable. Will we now lose that critical third S? To move forward into the future, I need faith. The story of the three S's is ultimately a story of moral courage. It's wrong to ruin the world. We must pull together with our children and our grandchildren and with everyone around the world to build a sustainable future. A song from my youth said, "To sing the blues, you've got to live the dues and carry on." Remember the refrain? Rejoice, rejoice, we have no choice but to carry on. I light the chalice this morning to honor that sacred flame in the darkness that is our deep and abiding faith in the goodness and courage of people everywhere.
So I invite you to put your hand on your chest and feel your heart beat. The beating of your single heart is gathered here in this room with all of these other hearts beating. Can you feel it? We're gathered here in the mystery of this hour, not knowing all of the answers, not knowing what will come next, each of us coming here from our separate lives, from different homes, different things we had for breakfast, different worries, different things we laughed about, all of our different stories. Yet here we are, all together, in one strong body, inviting the spirit of holy love and goodness to draw near.
Spirit of life and love, the hearts in this room and across this blue-green orb we call home are filled with joy and sorrow, pain and confusion, guilt, shame, unknowing, and delight. Reveal in the winter's approaching darkness the steadfast light of stars guiding us on our way, like they have for our ancestors for generations. With each frost, remind us of the beauty in the everyday. Compel us as the temperatures drop, as we pull on more and more insulating layers, warmer coats and scarves and mittens, to not retreat from those who are left behind in the cold. Let our warmth compel us forth to reach out a hand, to warm the hearth, to love with abandon.
Please be seated. So, best laid plans. When you stand up and you have a 15-minute reflection and you have 2 minutes to do it. But let's just all agree that I'm going to do it another time, and let's just all agree that it was really, really, really good. And very profound and life-changing. I will offer just a couple tidbits from it, because I do have some things to share, and more importantly, I have some things to ask. This is my book. It's called Heart Songs. It's been used quite often. My brother gave this to me about 10 years ago for a Christmas present. It's from 1909. I'd love for you to come up and look at it after. Like many of us, it is weathered, it is worn, it's a little bit used, but it's being held together by what's inside. So the foreword to this book reads like this. Heart Songs is more than a collection of music. It is a book compiled directly by 20,000 people who not only sent in their favorite songs, but in accompanying letters told how these songs had been interwoven with the story of their own lives. Contributions poured in from all parts of the Republic, from neighboring Canada and Mexico, from distant isles of the sea and almost every continent on the globe. Yet the harvest was overwhelmingly American. To some extent, the variety of songs represents days of strife and dissension, but the mass of heart tributes shows how nearly and closely all true American hearts beat in unison, and how the bonds of music are strong and universal. All true American hearts beat in unison. 107 years ago. Oh, if that were true. So what is a heart song? And more importantly, what is your heart song? Probably have more than one, right? When we gathered here a week ago, the night after the election, we sang some heart songs. We found some heart songs. We let it in. Those songs that just go through you, they pierce you. You can feel them in your being. Maybe they're from the first time you heard your mother sing to you. Maybe now you sing that to your child and your grandchildren. What's the song that you will want to hear as you leave this life with family surrounding you, holding hands? What is that song that you want to hear? What will bring you that ultimate peace? That's what I want to know. This is a real ask. My email is on the back of the order of service. I really want to know, because these are your stories. These are all of our stories. It doesn't have to be from a hymnal. It could be Edelweiss or Somewhere Over the Rainbow or something from Van Halen. It's up to you. It depends on your journey and that time of your life that music hit here and was transcendent. So if you feel comfortable to share, I would love it. And if I get 500 emails, I will read every one of them. And when we do this reflection again sometime fully fleshed out, I will share some of those stories with you. So, what song do we sing to sum this whole thing up? It's impossible to pick one. Impossible. But I thought, I kept going back to Jacob's Ladder. because of the struggle, the visual of the rung climbing, going up, going forward through tumult and strife. But let's take it one step further. Pete Seeger's words, Carol Eaglehart's words that modernize those words to make it Sarah's Circle. I'll have you stand in body and in heart as we sing number 212, Sarah's Circle, to end our service today.
May you go forth from this place to join with the harmonies of life, finding chords of connection and crescendos of justice in strange and unfamiliar times. But above all else, may you never feel out of sync with your heartbeat. May you never feel out of sync with your breath. Our worship has ended, but our service continues. Go in peace and with love. Blessed be.